Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of it. I'm Jim Blasingame. Andy Goss is our guest. AndyGoss.com, right, Andy?
That is correct, AndyGoss.com. That's my personal page. The commercial page is U.S. Gold Coins. If that's your interest, that's your site.
USGoldCoins.com, so check that out, folks. And Andy's a U.S. Gold Coin expert, one of the leading experts on the planet. Andy, thanks again for being here. By the way, folks, Andy's got some publications there. I've already heard back from some of my listeners, Andy, that have received your information on monetary policy, and they can't stop talking about how illuminating it is, how easy it is to understand.
Oh, thanks.
So folks, I encourage you to check that out.
That's what I try to do.
Yeah, yep. So check that out, folks. Andy, let's talk about the rest of the year. You've already told us that you think that the Fed's going to raise rates 4 or 5 times. That seems to be the consensus. I think I predicted 3 times. This may be the year that I missed my projection. But let's look at the rest of the economy. One thing that's fascinating to me right now is apparently we've never had a lower inventory of housing, single-family housing, in the history of America than we do right now. What is that? That's going to change prices, affect prices a lot, isn't it?
Well, I think if you look at what it's done to prices in the last 5 years since the bubble, look at places like Oakland, California, or Dallas, Texas. It's scary, the price rises in those cities,
right,
during that period of time. They're 50% above the last peak. So if you look at the Case-Shiller index, you'll see that, we're looking at rearview mirror data, that's for sure. I don't know what the rise in interest rates will do, but, boy, the housing market seems to be on fire.
But here's the interesting thing, though, Andy. It's not – we have had it on fire when the inventory was also on fire. So that was an overheated situation that was clearly going to create a bubble, and it did. Now, though, we've got an overheated pricing situation with limited inventory. That sounds like something that might be a little more solid. What do you think?
I do agree, yeah. Housing prices on a nationwide basis are up 6.5% from a year earlier. That's not seasonally adjusted. So, I mean, this is what we're used to in the past 30 years. It was buy a house, and every year it's going to be worth more than the
right
year before. I think we're going back to that for a little while, and that kind of fits in if you consider that housing prices fell during that same period. From the peak in 2006 to the trough, we were down a quarter,
right,
nationwide,
right,
nationwide market. So being up 6% from there, I guess we shouldn't be celebrating, but at the same time, I think the future is bright for residential.
It also depends on whether you're buying or selling, too, right? It depends on which side of the transaction.
Sure does. Amen.
What about food prices?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with food?
Oh, goodness. Well, I don't even want to go there because food prices, they've already hidden the inflation in food prices by two ways, by separating regular food from organic food,
wow,
or wholesomely grown food, which that was all that wholesomely grown food when I was a kid. They never had that category for stuff that we'll put any kind of chemical in.
Right.
So we've had our food adulterated for the last 20, 30 years. Now all of a sudden people want wholesome organic food and realize they're paying twice as much for it.
Mm-hmm.
That and the fact that my cereal box got so thin, it used to be, 4 inches thick. Now it's like 2.5 inches
oh,
thick.
Oh, yeah.
My coffee used to be a pound. Now it's 13 ounces.
Right.
So they've done all they can.
And don't forget ice cream. Ice cream is not a half gallon anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But let me tell you a funny story as we wrap up. Not too long ago, my mother-in-law was complaining about the price of milk. And I said, Mom, have you ever milked a cow? She said, no.
Yeah.
I said, well, I have. I said, if you ever milked a cow, you wouldn't complain about the price of milk.
Amen. Not one time.
So if you've ever dug,
all you got to do is milk it.
Or dig potatoes, or grow corn, or anything like that, you'll realize that we got a pretty good deal on food here in America. What do you think?
Yes, we do. We do have a good deal on food, but I think we're going to see higher prices. No question.
I think
about
you're right. Are you overall? That's what I was going to tell you. I got 20 seconds. Overall, are you concerned about inflation? It's going to grow, but is it going to get out of hand?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can stand 8 or 10% inflation if everyone has a job and the economy is good and robust.
I agree with that. Yeah. Andy, give us some websites again, please.
Yeah. AndyGoss.com and USGoldCoins.com. If you want to get your CDs, give us a call at 800-468-2646. Mention Small Business Advocate or Jim Blazingame. We'll send you these things absolutely free.
Thank you.
Share them with your friends.
Thank you, Andy. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.